There's a current debate over the national anthem and the NFL, but there was another time when the Star-Spangled Banner collided with politics, race, and a major sporting event. Baseball this time, and not an athlete, a singer. 49 years ago this fall, it was Jose Feliciano at the World Series. Karen Grigsby Bates from NPR's Code Switch team reports.
It was 1968, Game 5 of the World Series. Detroit versus St. Louis at Tiger Stadium. And a young guy with long hair and sunglasses strummed his acoustic guitar and sang.
Oh, can you see?
Jose Feliciano has been blind from birth. The sunglasses weren't a hip affectation, so he couldn't see the audience's reaction, which was varied.
After I sang it, it was really strange for me to hear me being booed as well as yays. And I didn't know what happened.
If he didn't immediately, he soon did. There was a national outcry about the singer's stylized version. Some people hated the changed melody. Thousands of veterans felt this anthem was an insult to their service. Feliciano said he didn't intend for his Latin jazz version of the anthem to be disrespectful or an anti-war sentiment.
For me, it wasn't a protest thing. I did it to show my appreciation to America for what they had done for me.
Born in Puerto Rico, Feliciano moved to New York with his parents when he was 5. He loved life in his new home.
It's like when I came from Puerto Rico, I went to a baseball game, and I thought they were singing to me because they were singing, "Oh, Jose, can you see?"
He's joking, kind of. But eventually, the blind kid from Puerto Rico was singing to America. His twist on the Doors' Light My Fire burned up the charts and led to an invitation to sing at the World Series. He was 23. The controversy, though, almost snuffed out a promising career.
I was a little depressed, to tell you the truth, because I had things happening for me. I had 2 songs on the charts. I had Light My Fire and High Heeled Sneakers. And then they stopped playing me, like I felt like I was the plague or something.
Even though top 40 stations blackballed him, Feliciano remained tremendously popular on college campuses. He continued to tour and cut records. And something else happened. His improvisation on the anthem opened the door to a bunch of other people with their own versions. Jimi Hendrix, Marvin Gaye, Garth Brooks, Billy Joel, Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, and Whitney Houston's now iconic performance in 1991 at the height of the Gulf War.
You know, the only thing I can say about all these versions, they wouldn't have done it if I hadn't have done it. And I'm glad that I did.
Which is not to say issues around the anthem haven't been controversial. Feliciano thinks that's ironic.
It's just strange to me how all of a sudden the anthem has become something to talk about.
Again. As for the NFL players taking a knee during the anthem?
I don't think kneeling for the anthem is such a bad thing. In a sense, they're doing what they feel.
And so is he. He's been invited to sing the anthem several times since his initial performance in 68. And he still sings it his way. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.